You've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be fixing or replacing the appliances in our homes, especially when something breaks unexpectedly, like your hot water heater or refrigerator. Not anymore. Get a home plan and you could stop paying outrageous costs for home appliance repairs forever. That's right. Imagine no more huge bills to have any major appliance in your home fixed or replaced ever again. Call right now to get a home plan and see how easy it is to save thousands on home repairs. Some plans are as little as a dollar a day. Paying big money to repair or replace microwave heating, air conditioning, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 1-877-287-0598 and get a home plan before something breaks. Call 1-877-287-0598 and get total protection for your home and no more repair bills. Call 1-877-287-0598. That's 1-877-287-0598. Again, 1-877-287-0598.
Flag.
I'm Brett Jackerman. Jordan Spieth is 21 and hardly intimidated in history of Augusta National. He leads the Masters at 14 under par, setting the record for lowest total after 36 holes, besting the previous record by one shot set by Raymond Floyd back in 1976. Charlie Hoffman is second at 9 under par, the five-stroke lead after 36 holes, also ties a record set three times before, and the last time was 1976 after Floyd's then historic two rounds. Also today, Justin Rose has moved eight shots off the lead. He's 1 under through 13, leaving him at 6 under. Ernie Els at 5 under. Not a bad day for Tiger Woods, who is 3 under, but he's still 12 shots off the lead at 2 under par. Wisconsin, Sam Decker is entering the NBA draft and foregoing his senior year. The NBA season is winding down. There's a fight in both conferences for the final playoff spot in the East. The Celtics are currently 7th in a tie with the Nets and just a game in front of the Pacers. Brad Stevens' team is in Cleveland tonight, needing a win and trying to forget their last visit to Quicken Loans Arena, a 110-79 loss just over a month ago.
Yeah, we just weren't very good. And we were playing, you know, what many consider to be, you know, one of the contenders to win it all, and you know they certainly are playing like that.
The Nets are home to host the Wizards. Pacers meet the Pistons in Detroit. In the West, the Pelicans and Thunder currently tied for the final spot. New Orleans hosts Phoenix. The Thunder home to take on Sacramento. Baseball this afternoon right now, and in Baltimore, bottom of the sixth, Blue Jays lead the Orioles 11-2. Bottom four, it's Houston 1, Texas nothing. Bottom two, Minnesota leads the White Sox 1-0. Detroit with a 1-0 lead over Cleveland, top of the third. And top of the third, it's Colorado 1, the Cubs nothing. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hi, this is Ann Liguori. Listen to my live reports from the Masters all weekend long on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. DA in for Doug, good Friday to you. Happy that you're with us as we come to you live. CBS Sports Radio, streaming at CBSSportsRadio.com and the sparkling HD simulcast, the CBS Sports Network. Hey, also a little reminder, it's a great weekend to download the CBS Sports app. With the Masters going on right now, up-to-the-minute scores, leaderboard, everything you need to know about the Masters and Jordan Spieth's run, it's completely free. Breaking news, scores, personalized with your favorite teams, and one-touch streaming of CBS Sports Radio, and live streaming video as well that you'll get with the Masters. So that's going to be very cool. Download it. It's a really, really cool app. It's my go-to sports app. That's the CBS Sports app on your phone or your tablet. Hit me up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly, and you can always email me. AskThePros at CBSRadio.com or hit me on Twitter, DA on CBS. Mike in Birmingham writes, DA, is Jordan Spieth killing the drama at Augusta this weekend? In some ways, yes, although a fresh face that's this good this early provides its own drama in some ways as well. We all remember Tiger's breakout tournaments, breakout moments, when he kind of burst upon the scene. And I think that's happened in a lot of ways to Rory as well over the last 2 years, 18 months. And now it's happening with Spieth. If Spieth closes, look, suddenly it's interesting no matter what, because a 21-year-old has surged out to a giant lead and had a historic first 2 days. If he wins the tournament at 21 and tames the Masters and destroys the field, you're like, whoa. If he collapses or he falls back to the pack or he Vandervelds, you know, now suddenly that's a story as well. And can he overcome that? Does he have what it takes? When is he going to overcome it? Now, every time here on out, that's going to be what his backstory is. So it's interesting either way at 21 years old, especially because he feels like he's been on the come, right? That he's about to burst. You just didn't know when. All of that factors into it being interesting. Yeah, some of the drama would be gone if he has a 7-shot lead on Sunday. There's just kind of a walk, a meander to a championship. But at the same time, because he's so young and because we kind of know we're seeing the next, you know, it'd be a little bit like if, let's say, Andrew Luck had a 3-touchdown lead in the Super Bowl. You'd be like, all right, I don't have to watch the fourth quarter. But I kind of want to watch the coronation of the first championship because you know there's more to come. Let's say the Colts get there and they're the one seed this year, the AFC, and they steamroll the rest of the regular season. They're 13-3 or 14-2. They rip through the playoffs. And they beat the Broncos again in the division round. They have the Patriots at home. They beat up the Patriots. And then some type of 10-6 NFC team gets into the playoffs. You'd still watch the Super Bowl, of course. And even after halftime, if the Colts had a 3-touchdown lead, you'd be like, all right, I don't need to stay up that late, but I kind of do want to see this first moment. So I think that's what this is kind of like. It's amazing that he's doing this, but again, it's not quite even Saturday yet. It's not Saturday yet, so there is a lot of golf to play. That's brought to you by O'Reilly. Trust the friendly professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts, professionals who know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. An interesting story today surrounding Jameis Winston and his attorney about whether Jameis Winston is a trustworthy player off of the football field. Now, as you might imagine, you just expect his attorney to say, oh, yeah, great guy, misunderstood, very mature, understands his mistakes, came through it on the right end, nothing to worry about. Not so fast. David Cornwell told BuzzFeed Sports that his client might not be ready for the NFL. Cornwell said, quote, Jameis is ready to be an NFL player on the field, but he's not ready to be an NFL player off the field. Now, Cornwell doesn't think his comments will scare off any teams or should. He says those are just some off-the-field concerns you would have with most 20-year-olds. Quote, I don't see why it's controversial that a 20-year-old doesn't have the life experience to navigate the treacherous water of being a professional athlete without availing themselves of the resources available to them. I don't think he's unique. I don't think anyone is ready. Cornwell made these comments speaking at a law symposium at Villanova. As for Jameis Winston, Cornwell fully expects his client to take advantage of all resources given to him. Quote, I told Jameis, listen, if you decide not to avail yourself of these resources, you'd better have an option. Because this league will chew you up and spit you out if you don't. So our role is to make sure that first, he knows what these resources are. That second, he avails himself of them. We have to assist him in developing and growing as a person and becoming a man in the system, and it's not going to be easy. End of quote. Do you know what I hear there? No one's ready. You guys need me. But that's essentially what this is saying. He's not ready because nobody's ready. Make yourself avail to all resources. And it just so happens we're one of those resources. So while at first I think this is going to shake up headlines, oh my God, Jameis Winston, he's not ready. Even his lawyer says so. Even his attorney admits that he's got skeletons in the closet. Even his lawyer, a guy who's hired by him,